Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought he did a lot of good things. You know, obviously didn't start the way we wanted it to start, but there's something to be said for guys that can rebound and play a really good game after things don't go right early on. You know, we'll want some of those plays back. He'll want some of those plays back. But great job handling adversity, putting his head down, continuing to work. You know, again, I say it to you guys all the time, he's a winner. He knows how to win. He knows, you know, every game's not going to be perfect. And I'm really proud of him and how he responded to a slow start and helped lead us to a victory.
A winner, says Nick Sirianni. Welcome back. A winner. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley live today at Klondike Kate's. That's where we are. Today's show, of course, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Sleigh Bar. Come check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Hugh's been diving into that menu here, which has the Christmas-themed drinks and food.
Yeah, I'm looking at the crumpet cocktails. They have the salted caramel mudslide. That's steel blue vanilla vodka. Mm-hmm. PA Dutch salted caramel cream, Bailey's chocolate liqueur.
It all sounds great, actually.
Vanilla ice cream mix.
I'm into the idea of the early Christmas theme. Like, get it going. Get people. People love this stuff.
Yeah, they do, man. They have some nice little food items. They have the atomic Yule logs, the holiday egg rolls, and all kinds of nice stuff.
Oh, the atomic Yule logs mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella.
There you go.
Mozzarella
sticks.
All right,
come on by. Hang out with us. We're doing the show here 10 at 2. Seth will join us at 11. Elliot in the 12 o'clock hour. We will replay Nick Sirianni from the morning show today. And we'll get to the Joel Embiid stuff. He comes back last night. Does not look good. I mean, did anyone expect any different against the Knicks? But after the game, the way he framed if he's going to play tonight, that drove a lot of us crazy. We'll get that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. And then we got to set you up for CombOcon, our big, huge grand prize giveaway coming up next week, and we'll get you in the qualifying prize for today. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
My favorite team, Dream Team. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will. What's up?
All right. You know, we keep saying all these different things about Jalen, right? But, I've been, you know, voting for him since he became a starting quarterback, right? The thing is, he accomplished a lot more than a lot of these players, other quarterbacks, other than Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's been in three championship games. Well, he's been in the playoffs since he became a starter. He went to the Super Bowl. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed him in the Super Bowl. You know, and my thing is, I don't think he get enough credit for all the, you know, the things that he had to overcome, the different offensive coordinators he had to deal with, learn their formations and, you know, and distribute the ball equally throughout the team. That's a lot that he got to go through. But each year, he seems to get better and better. Things that he needs to work on, he works on it. And, you know, he's trying to perfect his craft now. But this is the last thing I want to say, right? I really believe that we are contenders, man, not pretenders. You know what I'm saying? I believe we're going to destroy Washington.
Ooh, I like that. What do you think of that? You destroy Washington.
All we got to do is keep him in the box. Keep Daniels in the box, man. Last thing I want to say, and this is it. Mm-hmm. We are the best team. And give me some music, baby, because we need this for the bar. Baby, let's go. Let's go. I can't get no music out.
He needs his music. There we go, Will.
Give me the music, man. Don't hesitate.
You know what? Shut up.
There no hesitation. When Big Ten is breaking through that line and smashing the whole Washington Commanders, Commodores, tomorrow, baby. Willie's going to be late. Everybody's going to be late. Everybody's ready. The defense is going to spot the quarterback. Guess what? We are the best. And guess what? We want to go. Center. Jazz Hall, baby. We're all the young men again. And guess what? We are the beast of the East. And you know we are E-L-E-S, the one and only Eagles.
Now we're talking, Will. How about that? Will, we appreciate the phone call. Dude, how about that? I mean, he's calling for his music. Wasn't getting it.
It's got specific around these parts. This has got real specific.
I didn't expect is Jalen Hurts having an underrated season thing to spark a hype speech, but you know.
Well, I mean, the guy's passionate about it, right? I mean, I think he was more passionate about the Eagles than Jalen Hurts' underrated season. But the reality is he is passionate about it, and but his point was too. He thinks we've been fair to Jalen Hurts as do you. You think it's been more of a fair thing?
I think the criticism has been fair. Most of the criticism, I should say. He got off to a rocky start. You know, there was some issues with the turnovers. He corrected that.
Yep.
You know, unfortunately had one this weekend. But, no, he's been fine. And I think that comes with the territory. Now, when I say the criticism of Jalen, I'm talking about the criticism that I've levied and the criticism that I've heard levied against him by other hosts in different day parts. So I don't think it's been that egregious. Like, there's been a few that when you listen to them, they sound a little, you know.
Over the top?
Yeah, a little bit. Not so much over the top, but just dug in. They're dug into their take, and that's fine. Because for a lot of people, when it comes to the quarterback position and what they've seen from him, they need to see a little bit more, and that's okay. Not poo-pooing anybody's take or jumping on anybody for the way that they feel. They just need a bigger sampling size.
We're nine games in. Like, how much more do you need before
Super Bowl?
No, but that's not. But you can't just just put your head in the sand and say I'm not going to react to the guy's season until the Super Bowl.
Joe, most people don't do that, but I'll give you a perfect example. It's like this guy that I know that has this defense as a luxury, not a necessity. Take
that dope.
That idiot right there. He even though he sees what he sees,
even though he sees he's still, the writing
he
sees on the wall,
that the defense is playing better. He sees that,
and he sees how much of a necessity it is,
and seeing how well they're playing. But he's so dug into his take that he's not going to go down without a fight, even though he sounds like an idiot for the most part. It's okay because the person I'm talking about, he does radio. So it's like, you know, he's along with a bunch of other idiots that
sure.
do the same thing. But, it's kind of like that.
You would say, like most radio people, he's a dope.
He has an idiotic take.
Yeah, I get that.
It's his, and it's something that he's cultivated over the years. See, this is the thing. When you have an idiotic take like that.
Yeah, I've had a lot over the years.
That you've cultivated
you
over the years.
You got to double down.
You have to double down, even if you sound a little idiotic.
Well, but Albert, we have to open up the idea. I think it was one of our core values recently, that if there's new information, new opinion, it's okay.
No, but it's
new
like,
info.
But it's like when you've dug into this, it's almost like a blanket, a warm, comfortable blanket. And when you've had this blanket for so long, it's kind of hard to move on.
Well, it's time to get a new blanket because Jalen Hurts is playing really well.
Yeah, I agree, but you know, some people aren't there yet.
Well, that's fine. You know, let's see where Bobby is, and then we're going to set you up for ComboCon. Bobby is up WIP. Hey, Bobby.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Let me run this by you real quick. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, now, though I don't think he's an MVP candidate by any means as of now, and he isn't. But check this out, y'all. Jalen Hurts. Fourth in the NFL in completion percentage. Fourth in yards per pass, 8.4. Fifth in passer rate. Eighth in QBR.
Mm-hmm.
Tenth in TD passes. Those are all top 10 categories for quarterbacks. So how can we say this dude isn't doing his job and not doing it well? Now, hold up. Let me give you this. Compared to a lot of you guys who love Brock Purdy. Again, Jalen Hurts, fourth in percentage. Purdy, 21st. Jalen Hurts, fourth in yards per pass. Purdy is second, 8.8 to 8.4. Jalen Hurts, fifth in passer rating, like I said, Purdy, 13th. QBR, like I told you, Jalen Hurts is eighth,
mm-hmm.
Purdy is seventh, very close. and TD passes, they both have the same top 10 as 12. Now, he holds on to the ball a little bit too long. We still all got to go ahead and pray and work on him when it comes to that. And then when you say something about his supporting cast, he missed Devontae for some games. He missed A.J. for some games. He missed Goddard for some games. His offensive line has been in and out. All I'm trying to say, well, y'all come with facts and everything and consider the whole overall picture. Come on now. Is that solid argument or what?
It's a good argument. And, Bobby, I think Purdy's a good quarterback. So I think it's a good point to bring up because Jalen's right there with him or better than him in a lot of categories this year. But I just feel like September threw off the whole conversation about Jalen Hurts. People haven't woken up to the idea that he's having a good season, not just like a good couple of weeks. It's in totality a good season.
And excuse me, man, can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay, then you compare the rushing yards and the rushing TDs. I mean, come on, man. And let me just say one thing, too, while Hugh is there. Hugh, I'm here in Atlanta, man, and I've been here for 25 years. I've been listening to you and John in the morning, and this is what I wanted to say. You watch them Georgia boys the whole time like I did, because even though I'm from around Philly, right there in South Jersey, Camden, and even though I've been here 25 years, I've been a Georgia fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, them boys, I knew in my heart, and it's still relatively young, Dean is going to get better. Nolan Smith is going to get better. I know who they was coached by, and so do you, Hugh. Davis is not going to be maybe that interior pass rusher that we wanted, but he's still solid at stopping the run, and he's going to get better because I know how they've been worked by their coach, and they like hard work, okay? We know who Carter is. Mm-hmm. Ringo is still pretty decent. And what I'm saying, when you look at DeJean and now Mitchell, Blankenship is solid. Sidney Brown is coming back. Right now, I know we're talking about today, 2024, but y'all, that defense in the future is going to get better. It's going to be more solid. And when you got either Rodgers and Ringo at the corner taking up the slate, Mitchell at the other
They got a lot. No, Bobby, they have a lot. Yeah, and you're right. The Georgia kids have turned it around. Bobby, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Listen, Eustace is back in the Atlanta.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anadase.
Kyle got him for.
I don't give a
shit. Yeah, Kyle's just thinking about
Kyle's
the
long talk.
Maybe that's where
but
he got.
That was a good point. Yeah,
maybe he got the long talking from you and listening to you all these years.
Yeah, I try not to long talk though.
Yeah, but we know sometimes you kind of fall back. That yeah, you know what's not long talking, but is awesome. Something we call Combo Con here
Combo
on the Midday Show.
Combo
You guys know what Combo Con
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I like the music.
Hugh, what do we call this again?
This is the biggest event that we've ever done in ever
yes,
in life.
It is Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Now, here's what we're giving away. Our grand prize, Combo Con, you will win a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, Gerhard's smoker, and a 55-inch TV. That is our grand prize winner. You win today, you're automatically qualified for the grand prize giveaway. We'll pick from one of 10 winners. Today's winner. We'll get Jack Daniels rocks glasses, a water bottle, T-Pack, golf T-Pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a clear tote bag. All right, for Combo Con today, and Hugh, you got us thinking this because you opened the show ripping people for putting, what, candy corn and trail mix?
Candy corn and trail mix.
Let
man,
it go.
Who does that?
That's not that crazy.
It really
that
isn't.
Is,
it's
is,
a, it's a sweet and salty combination.
It's horrible.
So, all right, here's what we're looking for today.
A replay.
Yeah, because Hugh thinks this. Let's look for weird or odd food combinations. Everyone's got them. I mean, you might love them or you might know people that love them. An odd or a weird food combination. Best answer we get today is going to win today's qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize here for ComboCon. I mean, I know we're starting with the candy corn with the trail mix. Hugh, it's not that crazy.
That would not be a winning answer.
Not
even close.
You're not winning. If you thought you were winning with that answer, Hugh, yeah,
not
dead
good.
Wrong.
It'd be a disaster.
Have not you good. Tried it?
No, I don't need to try. It's got candy corn in it.
Well, but you know what?
Candy corn
See,
is
Kyle,
horrible.
The problem today is going to be trusting Hugh's opinion on any of this.
He's
because
the least adventurous eater I've ever met.
No, that's probably true.
Yeah, it is. Well, you think applesauce and pork chops is a weird thing.
You can't really be trusted.
Horrible.
It's a great combination.
It's a horrible combination.
We got Ridiculous. Thumbs up from the people here. It's a great combination.
Who said that? Who said applesauce?
Our guys over
man,
here.
They
get
it. I don't trust them.
I trust them over here.
You break up hot dogs to eat them.
I did. I had one in the morning. It was a sausage. You broke that sausage
you
up.
You broke your sausage up?
I'm not.
Come
You're
on,
a
man.
Disaster.
This is ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494.
Can I throw something in there about
sure.
with this Jalen Hurts conversation?
Yes. Are you going to be a hater again? Go
well,
ahead.
Yeah, I mean, right. I have to. It's mm-hmm. That's my role today. You know, we do have to realize the Eagles' offense got better when they started asking him to do less. Like, Lane Johnson came out and said they wanted this offense to be more like 2021, which means Jalen Hurts throws the ball less, and they lean more on Saquon Barkley. That's while they're throwing it efficiently, they're not doing it as much. They're not leaning on Jalen Hurts as much. That's a reality to this season with Hurts.
It is. But so two things on that. One, yes, you're right. They've thrown it less the last 4 or 5 weeks than they did before that. But the other part of it is he's been super efficient in his throws. So, like, it's not like if he was throwing for 110 yards a week, then I think all this would be silly because he'd be a total game manager. I mean, he's making big-time throws down the field to help put points on the board, even though he's throwing it 24 times instead of 30. Like, he's doing a lot with those throws.
But in fairness, I mean, this is just basic statistics. The more you throw, the less efficient you're likely to be. So, I did some more math here. He's averaging 26 dropbacks a game.
Okay.
Whereas in 2022, it was 30. So that doesn't seem like too much, but
four.
When
yeah,
you break
before.
It down, well, it's a good bit, though, when you parse it out game by game, because in 2022, he had not a single game where he attempted fewer throws than 25. This year, you got games of, let's see, 20 attempts, 24, 20, 14, a 25. You have a 30, a 38, a 30. The 34. So
yeah, I mean, it's fair.
Yeah, he's attempting a lot fewer passes than he was in 2022.
So, but now obviously it's been differently. It's broken up in the first half of the season, second half of the season, or the first quarter, second quarter. I will say this though: through the first 9 games of this year versus 2 years ago, it's 3.3 attempts different per game. It's not that much. Now I know we're moving more towards that. So maybe by the end of the year, it's going to be a big discrepancy. All I know is that this reminds me, Hugh, the way we talk about Jalen. I felt this way for a while. It reminds me of the way people used to talk about Russell Wilson when he was young in Seattle. Some people overrated him. Because he did have a lot around him, right? He had that great defense. He had Marshawn Lynch. But also, at times, I felt like he didn't get enough credit. Like, he was the quarterback on the best team in the NFC for probably a 3 or 4 year stretch. And it was like, he's not really that good. But he was good.
Yeah, and that's how it is. You know, we've seen Jalen grow from the young man that took them to the Super Bowl to the guy that somewhat regressed last year. Now he's having a bounce back. But for a lot of people, the way that the season ended last year and the way that he regressed last year, the way that he looked, and I'm even go to this year because, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that say, we're talking about last year. For whatever reason, good defensive coordinators, Todd Bowles, gives him fits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when people look at him, they have shades of that, and that's what they're thinking about. And, you know, if you're being fair in the criticism, when you look at the teams that we've played, defensively, they haven't been that great. And again, let me say this too. You play who you play, and every year is his own year. But this year, when you look at our schedule, it's not been against really, really dynamic defenses. And as you look down the schedule, as you look farther down, I heard Rhea say this.
They don't
this
have many.
It's not a whole lot of dynamic defenses he's going to play. So I tell anybody that's thinking like that this. That's not his fault. That is not his fault that you have to play who you play.
The next time we see a really good defense, I think it's going to be the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
Washington is not. The Rams are not. The Ravens, they're weak on defense this year. Obviously, the Panthers stink. Like we won't see a real – so I expect this to continue for Jalen Hurts. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Have we underrated the year Jalen Hurts is having? I think we've missed the mark a little bit. I think it's been more about what he hasn't done, how he started, what they're not asking him to do, and less about, like, hey, he's playing really well. Like, he's just playing really well. In totality for the season. Donald is in Chester, and of course, Combo-Con today. We're looking for weird or odd food combinations. Donald, what's up, buddy?
What you got, Donald?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, the first thing I want to say about that combo, you guys remember the movie Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Russell?
Yes.
A long time ago, they lived on a houseboat or something.
Yes.
Yeah, when he had to call his friend, I believe she went back on the ship. So Russell had to call his friend to get out on a boat to go and get her because he wanted her back. And he was eating. Remember, he was sitting there eating a can of pasta with what was that? Potato chips in it.
Pasta and potato chips? That's a weird combination, Donald.
Pasta, that
crackers.
Is.
Because when he called his buddy up to go to the, you know.
I got to ask you, Donald, have you seen the movie recently, or do you just remember that scene from like 40 years ago?
Man, I remember watching that movie. And it
that's
came,
good
it
memory.
Came to mind.
All right, some crackers and some pasta. All right, Donald, what are you thinking on Jalen Hurts?
Well, I think that I have taken him for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have. And the reason why is because I got caught up in that 35 drop back and that 45 drop back instead of the fact that he's been able to maximize and take advantage of having Saquon in the backfield. And all those top quarterbacks would love to have a running game like that to be able to maximize.
Of course. I mean, Donald, I think it's part of it. Hugh, I think it's part of it that it might be subconscious. We naturally knock Jalen down a peg because he's got a lot around him. He's got Saquon. He's got AJ. It's almost like it means he's not playing well when he is with the guys he has.
Yeah, and that's why when I hear things like that, I think back to – the San Francisco 49ers, everybody talks about how great Joe Montana was. He had Jerry Rice. He had John Taylor. He had John Raftman. He had Roger Craig.
Roger Craig, yeah.
Like you
and
had,
Bill Walsh. Yeah, I mean, Bill Walsh is calling the plays.
But for whatever reason, for a lot of people in this day and age, you know, you look at what Tom Brady was able to do with so many different receivers. You know, no-name receivers for the most part.
Well, for a lot. But he did have time with Randy Moss.
No, he did. But for the bulk of his career, it was a bunch of no-name guys. Yeah, it was the Wes Welkers and the Julian Edelmans of the
Danny
world.
Amendola, Danny Amendola, David Patton.
Yeah, all of those guys. So that's the standard that people want to hold everybody to.
Sure.
That's not how it is.
Go ahead, Donald.
But you know what, Hugh? I want to make a point about that. When you say Wes Welker and them kind of guys, because I used to tell people there was two types of receivers. There's your Jerry Rice's and your Randy Moss's. And then there's your Wes Welker and these other guys, meaning that they may not have had the same athletic talent, ability of Jerry Rice and Randy Moss, but they had the mental and they had enough capability to go out and to get done what Tom Brady needed them.
It worked for Tom.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
But good call, Donald. Good call.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that – it's the standard that people look at because they look at what Tom did and was phenomenal. And then when he had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Oh, yeah, just Tampa.
He just took it over the top.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's that's not what the NFL is in a nutshell. You got to have talent around you, man. You got to have talent.
You do. And, look, the Eagles have it here, but also Jalen Hurts is playing well. Just I feel like we've missed it. It's almost like it snuck up on everyone. September happened. He was not very good. And then it's like, well, they're throwing it less. Well, look at Jalen's numbers across the league. He's playing at a high level. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We're live today. Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. Come on out. Hang out with us for lunch. Say hi. On the other side, we'll talk to Seth Joyner, and in the next hour, we'll get to the Joel Embiid audio from last night. His performance on the court, his first game back. Will he play tonight? Well, maybe, or maybe he's just trolling us. We'll get to it all. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.